We are currently joined by Chris Brown from Menzies. How are we doing this morning, Chris?
Good morning, Zach. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty chill, man. The day is much nicer than it's been all week, so it's a good Friday. Not Easter Friday, of course, but it's good enough. It's a good enough Friday. How is it in Pōneke?
It's good. Honestly, it's one of those real fresh kind of wintry mornings, but blue sky, cold air, delicious.
Mm-hmm. It is it's an ear you can bite, I think.
Yeah.
And just exactly. chow down into that.
You're chasing your breath around the city this morning.
Yeah, totally. Now, you've got Menzies, your band, has a new EP out called Spaghetti Land. Is spaghetti y'all's favourite pasta?
Best question I've been asked for sure. And honestly, it's having a big resurgence in my life at the moment.
I stayed
away from it for like a decade, but honestly, just in the last couple months. After the naming of the EP, actually, I've been going pretty hard on it. Yeah, what's your favorite pasta?
Oh, great question. I'm a big spaghetti fan. It is like very versatile pasta, but I also like penne and the pearls, well, the shells, I should say. The shells go hard, especially pasta salad. But yeah, what about you? Is spaghetti your favorite?
At the moment, it's top of the list. Yeah, and that has nothing to do with this EP whatsoever. But I think it's just coincidental.
thoughts on canned spaghetti? Fan? You're not a fan?
I'm more of a baked beans guy. If I'm going, you know, if I'm choosing between those cans, I haven't done it for a long time. Eh? Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, my mum used to make spaghetti pizza, which goes pretty hard. Used to go very hard when I was a kid, but. Who says black people don't have food, right?
It's delicious.
Pākehā cuisine right there. Now, the title track has multiple spontaneous pauses. How did these come about, and how does the audience react when you play it live?
It does have pauses. How did it come about? A lot of the things that come about in our songs maybe start as a joke, and then we've got to work out, like, is it a joke that is plausible enough to stay and enjoyable enough to stay, or is it like kind of too ridiculous and we just can't have that fly on a song? Mm-hmm. And so I think the pauses came as like a bit of a ridiculous idea, and we tried out and we're like, wait a minute, that's actually quite enjoyable, and so decided to keep them in. And then on the recording, actually, there's like in some of the pauses there's a bunch of ad-libs of like Miles and Doug from the band like shouting out stuff and like shh in the background, which has never been in the song whatsoever. And when we're recording, that just like came up as an idea, and we listened back to it in the mix. We're like, yeah, fucking why not? That feels like that stays there. So how does the audience react? I hope they enjoy it.
Have you guys played much live? Many
gigs? Yeah, we came together at the start of last year. And so we were playing through last year and early this year, and then obviously have some more shows coming up as well.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of, you have a tour coming up of Te Ika a Māui, but no Te Waipounamu dates planned? Curious.
Yeah, not currently, and would absolutely love to get down and play, but not at the moment.
Fair enough. It is a whole different, you know, you have to book flights and stuff, and well... Well, you have to book flights if you go north. I mean, are you driving or are you flying?
Yeah, no, we're flying up.
Okay, so there's no excuse not to come.
Exactly. There's no excuse. It's the same. You go north, you go south. What's the difference?
Yeah. Well, I can say this much. There's a lot of venues who would love to have you here. Now, I'm going to touch on the video you did for Spaghetti Land. It features video game-like footage of the bandmates running away from a boulder with a health bar on the top right, which I thought was brilliant. Your physics in particular, when you're running away, you look like you're Crash Bandicoot. Was that inspiration for you at all? Was that subconscious, maybe?
Yeah. It was definitely thought of, for sure. It was really the core of it was coming from that Boulder Dash episode of Crash Bandicoot, which lots of us will have played or seen before. Uh-huh. But we didn't want to, like, 100% recreate it. I thought, you know, we thought about, like, do we have the boxes and the apples and the blah, 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 blah. But it just felt a bit
the floating spirit mask who helps you and take
But yeah, no, it felt a bit much. And so we thought, like, we'll do the boulder and the running away from the boulder, and then just whatever kind of chaos we can create from that feels like a good time.
Yeah, yeah. No, it did feel like a good time. It was great. It was brilliant.
It was so heavy, eh? We made that boulder facade thinking that just like one person would be able to carry it, and like it was like extremely challenging with even two people behind it running. It was, yeah
that does look like a feat of engineering. It is a very well made boulder facade, I will say that much.
Had some very good helpers.
Yeah, for sure. Now the track on the EP, K-I-S-S-I-N-G, is this about screen ages, or is it about the kind of a pessimistic take on e-dating? I'm curious, because that's what I read into it. I couldn't quite differentiate between those two. But
yeah, I love that, and it could be all of the above. Yeah, I come home, see you there, see you love drunk off your phone. I think it could be all of the above. The idea of like getting pissed off at seeing someone on their phone, or maybe that someone's yourself, you know, like
I mean, I work at a bar, and it's kind of depressing sometimes seeing people come in, get a beer, and they might order a beer and they're looking at their phone while they're telling you what they want, or they're having a date and they're both looking at their phone. Like, it is a all too common occurrence, you know. It's very sad.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not like an other thing, you know, like it affects us all. I'm a victim. I'm a slave.
It does. To the nihilistic black box that we have to look at every day. I've got a question. Who's the elderly gentle lady on your Spotify background? She looks like a very nice old lady.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that's a beautiful question, because that's my nana, Daphne, and she's actually like in large part the namesake of the band. Her maiden name is Menzies, Daphne Mary Menzies.
Oh, okay.
And Menzies is my middle name, coming from her and her side of the family. She actually we chose that art before this happened, but she actually passed away just. Very recently, like 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago or something like that. And so makes it extra special having her on the tour poster.
Yeah.
And the name in the band, because this was all arranged before she died.
That's really beautiful. That's really beautiful, man. Go right on.
And yes, she's a wonderful woman. Everyone loved Daphne. Daphne loved everyone. Mm-hmm. Loved to party.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, we don't have too much time left in this interview, but what song or artist do you think would pair well with this EP if someone wants to have a two-course meal?
Yeah, put on the spot. What would go well? I would. What would I do? I would go with like a Yola Tengo album. Mm-hmm. Maybe like Painful or something. I guess like their songs, their albums can go through really like soft, beautiful things, and then get pretty like outrageous, and you've got to be in the mood to be able to enjoy it all. Mm-hmm. And so that's where my head went on that one. Cool. And I just fucking love the music. They're the best.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining me on this great morning. It was lovely chatting to you, Chris Brown. I say your name every time I talk to you, I think.
Got a joke the last day. A pleasure chatting.
Yeah, for sure, man. Thank you very much. Alrighty, that was Chris Brown from Menzies coming on to talk about their new EP, Spaghetti Land, which you can find on Spotify or wherever you get your music. We're going to play Spaghetti Land from Spaghetti Land by Menzies. Next up in the interview lineup this morning, we have Just Janie coming on to talk about her new single, Muse and Musician. You're listening to the Radio 1 Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi Late Breakfast Program. See you soon, folks.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.